Coming back to the Grand Cast, gonna learn more about some comics. Gonna go drive to your internship with your phone plugged into your car. Do you have one of those cool Bluetooth headphones? Do you have one of those FM tuners? Do you have one of those auxiliary cords? As long as it's on your phone.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 8 of the Grand Cast. Something extremely unexpected has happened. Typically, the second part of the show is a series of mini-segments with the guests of the week.
Right.
Who is Sean Francis this week.
Yeah, hey.
But I have just been informed that will not be occurring today.
What?
I'm sorry, Sean, but we received notice during the break that an executive order has been issued by the POTUS commandeering control of this podcast.
What? I was going to do, like, the...
All the games?
All the games, yeah. I wanted to guess the number.
Yeah. Maybe another week? I don't know.
What?
But without further ado, I introduce you to the new host of the Grand Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, by executive order, and definitely not consent, the President of the United States himself, Donald J. Trump.
Hello, hey, how's it going? Hello, hi, yep, here we go. Move over, kid.
What? Chris, what's going on?
Yep. Welcome to the Grand Cast. You know, I'm your host, President Donald J. Trump. How are you doing this evening, Chris? Chrisanne, is it?
Chrisanne.org, yep.
Chrisanne.
Not so bad.
Nice, great to be here. This podcast is the best. You know, I know podcasts, and nobody knows more about podcasts than me. And I saw that I have not been on this podcast yet, and I had to have this one.
I guess it's mostly been local comedians, but apparently now it's
losers, nobodies. Yep.
I don't feel that way, but everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Chris, is this really going to happen right now? Like,
shut up, Ginger. Keep your opinions to yourself. Keep your opinions in your pocket. Yeah. You know, when you see something that you want, sometimes you just got to go out and grab it. I'd like, with your permission, just kidding, not going to ask for permission. I'm going to start out the show this evening. I'm going to read some excerpts from my book, my best-selling award-winning book, The Art of the Deal, the book that inspired the game, the board game. I'm sure you know about that. You seem like a guy who likes board games. Did you ever play my Art of the Deal game?
I haven't. It's on my wish list.
No.
It's hard to find now.
I know. Maybe you can, you know, play your cards right. I might send you a copy. Who knows? All right, here it is from my book. You know, I like thinking big. I always have. To me, it's very simple. If you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. That's true. These are all direct quotes. I never get too attached to one deal or to one approach, you know. I keep a lot of balls in the air because most deals fall out no matter how promising they seem at first. Gotta keep those balls in the air, Chris.
I've heard you're very skilled with the balls.
Yep. Yeah, nobody knows more about balls than I do. The biggest, most luxurious balls. I throw them at the, you know, Trump Tower. The worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead. That's true, Chris. You know, that actually is true. You know, I'll do this thing where I'll be reading one of my speeches on the teleprompter, and I'll interrupt myself as if I didn't actually know that it was coming, and I'll say that. I'll go, oh, that's actually true. Like, if I hadn't confirmed my own speech, that people would assume that I didn't actually mean what I was saying, but I do actually mean that. You know, you can't con people, at least not for long. You can create excitement, you can do wonderful promotion and get all kinds of press, and you can throw in a little hyperbole, but if you don't deliver the goods, people will eventually catch on. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce that word, right? Hyper Bowl? It's better than the Super Bowl.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, it is correct. I don't like the face you're making right now, Chris. I don't like the face this kid's making either.
George?
Oh, you're no, showing. I you're referring to me now, Donald?
Hey, show some respect. You know, money was never big motivation for me except as a way to keep score. The real excitement is playing the game. And that's true, you know, money's never been a big motivation for me, even though I do appreciate all the money that I get and have. The final key to the way I promote is bravado. I play to people's fantasies. People may not always think big themselves, but they can still get very excited by those who do. That's why a little hyperbole, it never hurts.
It's hyperbole, right, Chris? Like,
hey, shut your face, you stupid soulless ginger. Why don't you go and suck some Jameson out of a potato, right? Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
You really going to let him talk to me like this, Chris?
There's, like, the Secret Service guys.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Fine. You know, you guys can do the rest of this interview without me. You know what?
It was nice seeing you, Chris. Thanks for being here, Sean.
Yeah, you know what? Come see Comedy Al at Mondays, whatever. You know, I can deal.
All right, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. All right. What a loser. Oh, slammed that door hard. It spiked the mic so much you probably couldn't hear it, but he slammed it really hard.
Yep, there goes Sean.
Took him a few tries, I think. Couldn't figure out that doorknob. What a loser.
He's locked.
Yeah, he's a real dingus for even trying. You know, that was pretty fascinating, right? My book, that before it was interrupted by that ginger. Pretty great book. The best book. You know, I think it should be mandatory reading in all high schools across the country. Betsy's working on that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your machinations.
Yep, yep. Now, for my next segment, I'd like to have a Skype interview with one of my many loyal supporters. And I have a lot of them, but this is just one. Chris, could you connect your laptop over there? I don't use computers. I don't trust them. So I trust that you've got Windows Vista on that thing?
Sure.
Okay.
So, all right, fine.
Tell me when it's connected.
It's good.
Okay. Now, I'm going to interview one of my loyal supporters from the internet forum, http://the4chan.com.
It's pronounced fortune. What a pleb.
Excuse me?
Whatever.
Oh, so now you're anonymous, right?
We're all anonymous. We are Legion. But I'd prefer to be referred to as Cucklord9002.
Okay, fine. Thank you for being here tonight, Cucklord9002, I guess.
Whatever.
Now, let's see. Do we have some common ground we could start from?
The only thing we have in common is wanting to fuck Ivanka.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, what about, Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I think I remember that film.
Oh, yeah, and as I recall, I think I kind of liked it. Did you like it, too?
Yeah, well, that's one thing we got.
All right, good. You know, so, Cucklord, I understand that you played a significant role in promoting my brand during the election.
I guess. I posted so many dank memes. Shillery and her army of cucks got owned so hard.
Nice. Yep, I love memes. Nobody knows memes better than I do.
Your memes are weak, old man.
They're the best memes. And trust me, I know memes. I love Pepe.
Pepe? It's 2017. Don't be such a cuck.
What? Hey, now look. I'm not a cuck. You're a cuck.
Dude, I'm 15.
You're fired. You're fired. Get off my show. Man, that did not go as expected.
Wow. That was pretty harsh for a teenager.
Yeah, he's probably, he needs to get out more. Kids these days, you know, I don't get any respect like the famous comedian Rodney Dogerfield.
Yep.
Right.
Word.
He was a cartoon dog.
Did he have a sidekick?
Maybe. Might have. Anyway, I don't like the way that this other kid is looking at me either. You're fired.
George the intern?
I don't care what his name is. He's fired.
I guess technically you are the host of the show right now because of the executive order and the firing is binding, so sorry, George. Yep.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. I'm getting a call. I need to take this. Let's see here. Oh, hey, Pootie. What's up?
Hello. Have you seen this Stephen Colbert?
No, yeah, what happened?
He said that you have cock holster.
A what? He said...
He called your mouth a holster for my cock.
Oh, do you think he knows?
Probably just good guess.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of the show. Is there anything else?
Niet. I will see you soon, honey.
Ciao, Pootie. Yeah.
Pootie? Was that...
Pootie and the Blowfish. Yep. Big fan. I only want to be with you. No, nobody. Don't forget. No, don't worry about it. Now, in this next segment, I will read some of my favorite tweets from the past month. No, I love Twitter. Nobody knows Twitter better than I do. Let's see here. Oh, this is the greatest hits right here. China just agreed that the U.S. will be allowed to sell beef and other major products into China once again. This is real news. I said real in all caps. I don't know if you could hear that. Russia must be laughing up their sleeves watching as the U.S. tears itself apart over a Democrat excuse for losing the election. And that's true. They definitely laughed because they have big sleeves. You know, of course, the Australians have better health care than we do. Everybody does. Obamacare's dead. But our health care will soon be great. And that's true. Be great health care. Until, you know, the uprising.
The what?
Never mind. The fake news media is officially out of control. They will do or say anything in order to get attention. There's never been a time like this. Never once has there been a time where people were upset over this so much. You know, no one's ever been upset before this now. Never has there been a time where people have gotten upset at a president and used Twitter to complain about him. Never. Never once. Not in the last 8 years, certainly.
Yeah, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme.
It's true. History makes a mystery. And that is blistery. See what I did there?
You should tweet that out right now.
Huh? I might just tweet that. Wait, where's my phone? Hold on. I've got a Motorola. Is that a razor? It's kind of hard to figure out because I've got such big hands. It's hard to navigate through all the, you know, menus and whatnot because my hands are so big. Here's another one. Here's another cool one. Congratulations to at Fox and Friends on its unbelievable ratings hike. I wonder who had anything to do with that. Mainstream, parentheses, fake, media refuses to state our long list of achievements, including 28 legislative signings, strong borders, and great optimism. Nobody's more optimistic than I am, you dummies. Don't let the fake media tell you that I have changed my position on the wall. It will get built, and it will help stop drugs, human trafficking, etc. We're going to have so many walls. The new national anthem is going to be that one song from what was his name?
Bob Dylan's?
Bob Dylan's Pink Floyd's The Wall.
That was a good album.
That's my favorite Bob Dylan album.
Yeah, by Pink Floyd.
By Pink Floyd. Bob Dylan's The Wall by Pink Floyd. Right?
The song is The Wall.
We don't need no education.
Yeah.
We don't need no thought control. My favorite. Hopefully Betsy's getting to work on that.
You know, I've been wondering what I've been feeling since you took office, and now I know it's great optimism.
It's just a little pinprick.
What?
Nothing. Relax.
Oh.
You'll soon be getting, you know, soon be getting to work. It's no pain you're receiving. Distant ship on the horizon.
Oh. My vision is not that good,
I guess. You're only coming through in waves, sorry. All right, so now I'd like to do one of your regular segments, I suppose. You know, my others, you know, so far have been pretty great, but, you know, we'll try and do things your way. So improv suggestions, go ahead, shoot them at me.
Oh, okay. If you could please give me a location.
Trump Tower.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
My bathroom at the Trump Tower.
That'd be a good scene, I think. A noun?
Trump.
A verb?
Trumping.
A color?
Power red, aka my tie, Trump tie.
An occupation?
President Trump.
A letter of the alphabet.
T.
A relationship between two people.
A business mogul and sexy daughter.
A word, any word.
Huge.
The last thing you paid money for.
I don't know. I sometimes just throw money out of my pocket and just see what happens.
Did anything interesting happen?
I got a candy bar.
Oh, what kind?
It was a Rolo.
It's too bad.
Ah, I love that. That's my favorite.
That makes a lot of sense to me. A genre of movie?
What's that one movie? What would you call? Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Whatever genre that falls into, that's my favorite genre.
Thriller?
Sure.
Like the Michael Jackson
video? Michael Jackson, Bob Dylan's Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Second favorite Bob Dylan album for me.
Yeah, pretty great, both of them.
Yeah.
You know, Billie Jean's not my lover. I just want to set the record straight.
Yet.
She's just a girl who thinks that I'm the one. I insist, though, that kid is not my son.
That baby don't look like me.
No.
An emotion.
Sad.
Like the libtards?
Yep. All of them are sad.
We are. The first line of dialogue.
Look at this huge wall. Everyone loves it.
A page number.
I don't really look at page numbers. I just assume that whatever comes after is in the right order. So, what's the little letters that people like historically used before?
Roman numerals?
Sure. Yeah, the X.
The letter I. Oh, you go for the X.
I like that. That's a nice, solid. It's a powerful number.
Marks the spot.
Yeah.
A place you might go on a first date.
Mar-a-Lago.
Good choice. A place you might go on vacation.
Mar-a-Lago.
Good choice. A problem.
I can't get to Mar-a-Lago this weekend.
It's pretty serious. An animal.
Ferret.
That makes sense. Something that would fit in your pocket.
A lot of things, because I have huge, huge pockets. But I guess if I had to pick one thing, I guess my enormous hands.
A color.
A color? Didn't I do that one already? I said red. I guess if I have to pick another one, I'll pick a sandy orange, like luxurious wavy hair.
That was on there twice. It wasn't a trick question, as my copy editor is.
Look at me. I can host this way better than you could.
You've done a fantastic job tonight. I almost don't regret the executive order. What? Return control to me after today?
We'll see how your ratings. If your ratings spike, you know, too high, then I might have to continue, but
maybe I could promote Trump 2020. Would that help?
You can do whatever you want, Chris.
Why'd you wink?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You keep winking.
No, there's just so much dust in here.
Well, I Swiffered the other day.
Man, I don't even know what that product is. I just assume that dust disappears when you're rich. Like it's afraid of you.
You probably haven't seen dust in decades.
I barely remember what dust looks like. This is like scaring me almost, because it's bringing back some painful memories.
Of
the childhood dust bunnies that used to torment me.
Oh, the squalor?
Yeah. Back when I was, you know, bringing New York up from the hellhole that it once was, I encountered a lot of dust. But no longer. Once I came into play, there was no more dust. You can check the records on that. Once Trump Tower was built, my empire was complete, and dust was eradicated.
Huh. Even angel dust?
I mean, if you're referring to the street drug also known as PCP, then of course, I mean that it was nowhere to be found. Nowhere. Certainly not in any of the locations of Trump Tower.
Is the winking because of the dust again?
There's so much dust in here, man. You really got to do something about this. Do you have like an air purifier or something?
That's not in the production budget right now, but I'll bump it up the priority list.
Yo, man. I just realized something about this is bringing me back. I feel like I'm regressing into another time period.
Oh?
Yeah, man. I really want to, you know, all this talk about Bob Dylan's Pink Floyd's The Wall. It makes me want to, you know, makes me want to take something. Do you got? Oh man!
Oh, sir, here, here's your pills. Here's your.
Oh, thanks. I have allergies, so these are important.
Oh, you must have aggressive allergies. Mm.
Yeah. Yep. Pollen and spores, man.
The next one is actually the last thing you ate, but I guess it's allergy medication?
Sure, we'll call it that.
Something you might get into an argument over.
My gosh, there's so many things. I mean, basically anyone who says that I'm not great, that's a punishable offense. If it's not already, it should be.
Punishable?
I'll let you read into that however you want, Chris.
I don't want to disagree with you at all.
Thank you.
Something you are scared of.
I mean, if I'm speaking honestly, I guess my greatest fear is that this accumulation of wealth and power that I've so desperately amassed and sought after for so long will do nothing to fill the void in my heart that was created by a lifetime of neglect and feeling inferior and insufficient to my father's expectations and that of my psyche struggling always to be truly loved by some other human being other than myself. Either that or, I mean, clowns are pretty bad.
The title of a movie that hasn't been made.
A love story with Ivanka. I just really want to see a love story about my daughter. It doesn't matter who's in it with her, but you know, I have some ideas.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about blank.
Clearly you can't help but laugh about my sincere love for my daughter. I'm a proud parent. She's doing so much for my campaign and for my presidency.
I
guess
I'm
if
sorry.
I had to laugh at a joke, I think things like, you know, knock-knock jokes are pretty funny.
I think I inhaled a little bit of that allergy medication.
Good. Soon you'll feel it rushing through your body. The relaxation and the peace that never comes.
The final suggestion, please, is I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to
host the Grand Cast with Chris Nichols. But now I've done that, so really I've completely accomplished everything I've ever wanted to and ever could in life. Yep.
And that was improv scene suggestions.
That's right, it was. It's pretty great. You know, that's all the time we have. So I'd like to thank all of you loyal listeners, Josh, Tom, the others. I hope you enjoyed my magnificence, and we'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of the Grand Cast. Peace out, Boy Scouts. I'm assuming Girl Scouts won't listen to this.
Nutter butters undercovers, watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother, get some blubber.
Lob it in the crock pot, I'm in a top-notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a tough knot.
I'm unhinged.
My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions spaced out, pay attention when my name gets